Track 6, Celebrating East Anglia's Writing Talent. During the last 18 years, the East Anglian Book Awards have championed the work of hundreds of the region's authors and publishers. The latest winners have just been revealed.
This year is the National Year of Reading. The UK-wide campaign is designed to inspire more people to rediscover the joy of reading for pleasure. From Julian of Norwich's Revelations of Divine Love, the first book written by a woman in the English language, to modern authors such as Anthony Horowitz, Philip Pullman and Esther Freud, this region has a rich literary heritage, something which the East Anglian Book Awards has been celebrating for 18 years. The awards, which are organised by the National Centre for Writing and the Eastern Daily Press, with support from UEA's Faculty of Arts and Humanities, have showcased the work of hundreds of authors, titles and publishers. Past winners of the Book of the Year Award include The Meaning of Geese by Norfolk Magazine Nature writer Nick Aitchison, The House of 100 Clocks by Bury St Edmunds-based writer A.M. Howell, and After Me Comes the Flood, by Sarah Perry, who later won the Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction for The Essex Serpent. There are categories for fiction, non-fiction, history and tradition, memoir, poetry, debut novels and children's books. A winner is chosen for each category and they go through to the final judging, where a panel chooses the overall Book of the Year winner, who receives a £1,000 prize. This year, the awards have expanded, with eligibility extended to books and writers from Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Essex, Hertfordshire, Norfolk and Suffolk. And the recently announced 2025 winner was, for the first time, a graphic novel. Florrie, a football love story by Anna Trench, is a warm-hearted story about women's football, friendship and falling in love. Set in Norfolk in the early 20th century, Florrie's adventures touch on both invented and real huge crowds at football matches in London and Preston, international fixtures, dances at lesbian club Le Monocle in Paris, and the devastating consequences of the FA's 1921 ban on women's football. Anna, an illustrator, cartoonist, writer and teacher, said that the book was inspired by her grandmother. "My grandmother lived in North Norfolk, and it's always been a special evocative place for me," she says. "I loved immersing myself in it again through drawings and words when I created this book. That landscape unlocked so much for me." North Norfolk is an essential part of Florrie's life. She runs to Clye Beach, bird and seal watches at Blakeney Point, braves the North Sea with her teammates and sends a magical hagstone to her lover. "I'm very grateful to the judges for recognising Florrie. I was delighted to be shortlisted and I'm overjoyed to have won." The judging panel praised Florrie for its pertinent themes and exquisite illustrations, commending its accessibility as a graphic story for adults and young people. Ashley Hickson-Lovance, one of the judges and winner of the Book of the Year in 2024 for Wild East, said, "Florrie is a beautiful, timely and necessary book that shows the many ways reading can look in the government's 2026 National Year of Reading. Grounded in Norfolk but reaching far beyond it, this illustrated story uses creative license with real tenderness to tell a powerful story of love, sporting history and legacy. I'll be recommending it to everybody." Peggy Hughes, CEO of National Centre for Writing, said, "Anna's debut graphic novel is that rare gem, a book as accessible to adults as it is to young adults. In a year where we're seeing a collective effort to champion the lifelong benefits of reading for pleasure, Florrie feels like the perfect fit for this moment. The quality and breadth of storytelling across all our category winners was exceptional, and the judging process very tricky, but Florrie hit the back of the net." The reveal was made at a special celebration event hosted at Dragon Hall, the National Centre for Writing's Literature House in Norwich. Florrie, a football love story by Anna Trench, is published by Jonathan Cape. The other shortlisted books were, for biography and memoir, Named, A Story of Names and Reclaiming Who We Are by Camilla Balshaw of Bedford Square Publishers. The debut novel was Silver Harvest by Daryl Flazer, published by Story Machine. In the History and Tradition category, Finding the Wayfarer, Physical, Spiritual and Poetic Survival by Emma Rose Barber and published by Tandem Publishing. For poetry, Buying the Farm by Eliza O'Toole from Shearsman Books. The best children's book was Ghost Tide by Jim Cockin of Lightning Books, and general non-fiction, Flint Country, A Stone Journey by Lawrence Mitchell and published by Saraband. The winner of the Debut Novel Award, Daryl Fraser of Silver Harvest in his hometown of Lowestoft, described as a heartfelt homage to the town and the people who have lived its streets and sailed from its port, the gripping novel was published by East Anglian-based publisher Story Machine. Daryl said, "It means a great deal to me that the work has been recognised and has given me the confidence to continue writing. Thanks are due to my local publisher, Story Machine, and to the National Centre of Writing, whose courses helped guide me in the art of fiction. I feel spurred on to complete the sequel." Former broadcaster and journalist Jim Cockin won the children's books category for Ghost Tide, his first children's novel, published in late 2024. The book follows 14-year-old Charlie, sent to the East Anglian coast for the Christmas holidays, only to uncover a chilling, ghostly adventure. Jim said, "I'm honoured and delighted that Ghost Tide has won this award. It's a story with deep East Anglian roots, and I hope young readers everywhere will enjoy this ghostly adventure. Huge thanks to everyone who helped to get the book out into the world." Also announced was the recipient of the first ever City of Literature Award, supported by Norwich UNESCO City of Literature. And the new award honours individuals and organisations making an outstanding contribution to the region's literary life through community engagement, publishing innovation or literary advocacy. It was awarded to the Norfolk Reading Project, a charity that trains volunteers and pairs them with schools to support children's reading on a one-to-one basis.